for many years, we were arguing, and Keith Dudney led the way here, that the cell phone calls from the plane simply were not possible. There were about 15 calls from the four planes total that were said to be cell phone calls. And many of the calls that were most important for getting this story in the public mind about these hijackers on the plane were said to be cell phone calls. And three or four of the calls were said to be from Tom Burnett on Flight 93, who called his wife Dina Burnett three or four times and told her what was going on the plane. And she knew he was calling on her cell phone because she looked on the caller ID, and there's Tom's cell phone number. So there was no doubt about it. Other people just said, oh, they were calling me on a cell phone. But
presuming it might have been.
Yeah, so maybe they missed. But with Dina, how could you, she couldn't have made a mistake. So, this was a big problem. So in 2004, the FBI changed its story just before it turned in its report to the 9/11 Commission and said, actually, there weren't any high altitude. That was Key Dudney's point. Cell phone calls might be possible from an airliner, but only from a very low altitude, not from 30, 40,000 feet.
Right.
So, they said there were only two cell phone calls, and those were when Flight 93 had gotten down to 5,000 feet.
Now, the Ed Felt call was at 300 feet.
Well, they said 5,000. Maybe they've modified that, and Cece Lyles. So that was a rather remarkable change. They didn't tell the general public, because the public have gone on to this day believing there were cell phone calls from the plane. But if you read the 9/11 Commission report carefully, they never commit themselves to it. And in one of their background papers, they indicate there were only two. Now, what do you do about Dina Burnett's calls? How could she have gotten calls that morning from Tom Burnett's cell phone if now the FBI says there were no cell phone calls from Tom Burnett, that he used a feedback phone? Now, the story gets worse yet. The most famous of all the calls from the plane were from Barbara Olson. She, of course, was a very well-known commentator on CNN. She was married to Ted Olson, who was the Solicitor General for the Department of Justice and had been very instrumental in getting Bush and Cheney elected in the disputed 2000 election. He told CNN that she had called him that morning from Flight 77, called him twice, talked to him for about a minute each time. He was uncertain whether it was cell phone or feedback phone. He went back and forth. But he said she reported that there were hijackers on the planes. They moved them all back to the crew and passengers to the back of the plane, and they were armed with knives and box cutters. The only reported call that mentioned box cutters, so that shows you how important these calls from Barbara Olson were, because everybody knows the hijackers had box cutters. These calls were instrumental in getting the war on terror started, because these evil Muslim terrorists had killed sweet Barbara Olson. Now, what does the FBI do about that? In 2004, when they sent their report to the 9/11 Commission, they still had the calls from Barbara Olson in the report. But in 2006, people in the 9/11 Truth Movement found out that Flight 77 didn't have any onboard phones, no seatback phones, no onboard phones of any sort. What are you going to do then? And so they called customer service and talked to him, and he says, that's right, we didn't have any on the Boeing 757s that were made for America, not unlike those for United, were not equipped with onboard phones. What does the FBI do then? They can't say she called on a cell phone because it was too high. They can't say she called on an onboard phone because there weren't any. So they changed the story again in 2007. And the new story is this. There were no calls from Barbara Olson. You can find this now on the graphic, what the report that they turn in for, 2006, that's when they changed the story, for the Moussaoui trial. And you find the graphic for Barbara Olson, and here's what it says. Barbara Olson, one call attempted, unconnected. And they always then say how long it lasted. 0 seconds. So this is pretty stunning. The FBI is part of the Department of Justice. He had been the Solicitor General for the Department of Justice, and now the FBI tells us that the story Ted Olson told about these calls from his wife, those calls never happened. So it seems like you've got two choices. You've only got two choices. Either Ted Olson was duped by Dina Burnett and the others were duped by fake calls, or he just made it up. He lied. Either way, the official story is based on a lie. And thus far, we have been unable to get a single newspaper or magazine or TV station in the United States to report this, which the FBI recorded in 2008.